AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for using his fame to sexually abuse young fans, including some who were just children, in a systemic scheme that went on for decades. Homeland Security investigator Steve Francis.
No matter how many hit songs he may have released, his legacy will not be remembered by that of his voice, but by the voices of the brave women and men who came forward to reveal to the world the monster that R. Kelly truly is.
A Brooklyn federal jury convicted the singer after evidence showed he used his entourage of managers and aides to meet girls and keep them obedient, an operation that prosecutors said amounted to a criminal enterprise. A new AP NORC poll finds a growing majority of people questioned see the country heading in the wrong direction, including 8 out of 10 Democrats questioned. 85% overall say the country is on the wrong track. 79% describe the economy as poor. The AP's Josh Boak reports not all of it can be blamed on President Biden.
We took this poll as the Supreme Court released its decision about Roe versus Wade overturning national abortion protections. We've taken this poll as the January 6th committee hearings have taken place. We've seen the issues with gas at $5 a gallon, the war in Ukraine after Russia's invasion in February.
Even so, the poor numbers could be a real problem for the president and Democrats in November. New York State officials are suing 10 online sellers of gun parts that can be assembled into untraceable ghost guns and sold without background checks. The state is suing in state court, while New York City is seeking a federal injunction against 5 of the companies to stop selling to customers in the city. The lawyer for one of the companies based in Florida calls the suits a groundless attempt to once again burden and limit the rights of New York City residents under the Constitution. This is AP News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says federal border policy played a role in the deaths of 53 people out of the 67 packed inside a sweltering tractor trailer near San Antonio. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was unexpected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos.
The truck driver and two other men have been arrested. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.